This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday edition. And here on Free Talk Live, well, you can call in. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. We do bring things to the table, though. And I got to say that I was I'm a little stunned by this particular story. It's out of Vegas. As a matter of fact, the church that they show in this newscast, I've actually been to. And, well, I'm going to play some of the audio for you here.
Really? That I was unaware of. That's
really, I've been there?
Yeah, you've been there. That's cool.
It's actually the place I like to stay in Vegas is just behind this particular church.
Well, all right.
It's off the strip and therefore significantly less costly. And it's just a much bigger area. So let's go ahead and give it a shot here.
Stop worshiping to the idols!
Protesters hit churches across the valley, interrupting services.
Parishioners are terrified after scenes like this one played out at several Catholic churches by people who call themselves ex-Muslims turned Christians.
That's right, they enter the churches during...
So these guys are popping into churches. They've done three so far.
Right.
And they're walking up and down the aisle, interrupting Mass. In
Catholic
case.
Churches.
Is it specifically Catholic churches?
Yes.
Okay. Mass. And they're basically saying that Catholic, the Pope is Satan, Mary is Satan, and it's pretty weird stuff, disturbing people's services. But what it reminds me of is... Well, in the 1650s, yeah. This is how Quakers got started. Is they, you know, there was a state religion at the time in England called mm-hmm. the Anglican Church. At the time, it's called Church of England, and
that's still the official state religion in England.
Yeah, I think you can. I don't. It's a state religion in the sense that they still call it a state religion, but no other sense.
It's well, like, it's run by the government.
Is it?
In the UK, yes.
So they get a tithe? They get money that way? Because they used to get a tithe.
Possibly.
Okay. I don't know what the specifics are of the Church of England, but, there you go. And I guess it's one thing if you have to pay in, if you're forced to tithe, as they were in the 1650s, to the church, whereas in this case, these Catholics, no one's got a tithe to their church, you don't have to go there, but these people are popping in and deciding they're going to mess things up. Let's go on.
During Mass, shouting, the Catholics need to repent now or else. Action News has team coverage on this video. We begin with Action News anchor Jackie Heinrich, who's live tonight at Our Lady of Las Vegas Catholic Church, where this happened just days ago. Jackie.
Steve, Tricia, these are the same people you might have seen on the strip with their big signs and their megaphones working as street preachers. Well, the difference here is preaching on the streets a lot different than going into a house of worship during their services and causing a disturbance. It caused a lot of these parishioners to actually fear for their lives.
Mary's statue and idols.
The parishioners many frozen in disbelief.
That's a bunch of bullcrap bigotry. But
you realize that most, like a lot of Americans are bigoted in that way.
I suppose you could think in the first.
And to be honest, if I were in a building, a crowded, area, or in an area that's enclosed with a lot of other people, and a bunch of Muslims came in and started angrily yelling, I would be a little bigoted and concerned, because that's just sensible prejudgment.
Okay, so let me ask this question. If you were in a building that was somewhat crowded, and anyone came in and started yelling, would you have the same response, or would it only be because, this person's a Muslim?
I would be more concerned if it were a Muslim person yelling, but it depends on the type of yelling, but I would be more immediately worried, let's say,
If it was somebody that looked like they were probably
like a terrorist.
Muslim.
Yeah. I don't know what these guys could do or say to soften their message to the point that I would be in the first 10 seconds thinking that they were trying to save my soul. Like, I guess that if just their very act of walking into the church and yelling whatever they're yelling makes me think this is a robbery, right? Like, they've gotten all of us here and they're going to rob us. And that's what I would think in the first 10 seconds. Now,
And I can tell you, and here's some more prejudgment for you. I can tell you that if I've been in places before, and, like, let's say that they're not necessarily Muslim-looking, but they are, you know, or Islamic or Arabic or whatever. I've been in places before where, I'm trying to put this sort of gently, but where black folk have come in and started yelling. And it's mostly, my prejudgment would be that it's something promotional. And that's been my experience in the past. Like, we've got a rap album, or come get this thing, because my experience with, my experience with black folk yelling has been on the streets of New York, where it's typically, guys promoting their singles.
I like to see the little shows that that folks will do on the side of the
exactly
the
that
road.
Type of thing.
But and at that point, they're just trying to get a crowd together. I if I'm sitting in church,
but I would imagine even if it were in a church, they would be like, if I were to see that happen, be like, yo, pay attention to this. We need to promote this thing to you. Like, that's what I would generally assume, unless it's like very clearly angrily yelling, which is exactly what's going on with this, Islamic, or
let's go on with it here.
Formerly Islamic folks.
Invade their mass to pass out literature and shout that they're worshiping in the wrong way.
Repent. Right. Turn to Jesus Christ.
You must be born again.
Pope is a Satan. Pope is a Satan. Mary's statue is a Satan.
These videos, taken by the very people passing out the pamphlets and shouting during mass, in at least three incidents confirmed by...
Well, not the great Satan.
Their dogma leaves a little bit desired, right? Like, Satan's the name of an an individual, yes, as opposed to a devil. I guess I'm willing to let that go to English, not as a primary language. But
and they probably meant idol,
yep,
not Satan. Or Pope, devil.
Pope isn't an idol. You might make the argument that the Pope is an antichrist. if that's what if you're attempting to make this argument, that's about all you could do.
Clearly, I'm sorry. When you just said Pope isn't an idol, I'm just imagining the television show Rome Idol. They sing and dance.
No, so I will try to make the argument here, and I'm not necessarily saying that I believe the argument, but the argument is that if you're praying to someone other than God, you're praying to an idol. And there are some Catholics that will pray to the Pope to ask for blessings. They will pray to Mary to ask for blessings.
Idols are specifically graven images. And you can't pray to, a person and that be a graven image. It's
what
something
about
else.
Toast Jesus. Does that become a graven image? Is it graven by the church?
I think that you're just, Jesus, you're delighted. If you're a Christian, you're delighted that you have been blessed by the toast
if
Jesus.
If you are praying to the toast because it has a picture of what you believe to be the Messiah, then yes, that piece of toast becomes an idol.
I mean, there is the word idol in pareidolia, so.
Not sure what pareidolia is.
Pareidolia is anything like these weird things like toast Jesus and the dog who's behind looks like Jesus. And,
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Police, the Diocese of Las Vegas, confirming, quote, multiple disturbances at several of their properties.
Stop worshiping to the idols. Idols not going to save you. You need Jesus Christ. You need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The disturbances documented, then posted online to the group's YouTube page, Cusa Las Vegas.
The Catholics had invented the Trinity.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
I mean, they kind of like, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit's kind of their jam.
Yeah, the Trinity is a very early argument in the church,
right,
and it was one of the biggest problems in the unification of the church.
He's kind of like arguing against himself. Like, he almost sounded really stupid there, right? Because if you're Christian, just regular Christian, you don't have the Trinity. You don't have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You have the Son. period.
Well, no,
right?
Well, I would not,
I'm not
getting into this murky argument with you. That's for sure. I mean, you know, because you'll just take the back door.
Well, the listeners can always just call in.
You'll just take the back door out once I get you, and you'll be like, oh, well, that's stupid anyway. Bam! And you'll be out the door.
Every denomination of Christian church I've ever gone to, they do talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, there are certain denominations that will emphasize one over the other, but they all three, or, you know, they all teach all three.
All I know is Don McLean told me they took the last train for the coast.
What are your thoughts on people going into churches trying to save people's souls? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. Somebody, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have this brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Okay. Free Talk Live.
You can call in. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we are talking about the situation where these Christians are going into church and disturbing other Christians' church services by preaching the word of God and telling them their Christianity isn't Christian enough or something like that.
Now here's another religious question for you. Are Catholics Christians?
They say they are.
They are, certainly.
A lot of other Christians say that they are not.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts, I suppose, are Catholics Christians. 855-450-FREE.
So to answer Johnson's question real quick, where you said about do most other Christians say that Catholics aren't Christians, Baptists will argue that Methodists aren't really Christians because they're not doing it the right way. They don't fully submerge people when they baptize. Well, they only sprinkle water.
You have to remember, I think they're all crazy. So, you know, I come from the position where it's like, yeah, anybody with an imaginary friend,
Well,
you know.
That's why atheists are so much fun to bring to the party.
I know.
So the best religious zinger ever was A River Runs Through It, where the
Never saw it.
You don't have to see the movie. You could read the book.
I saw the movie a long time ago.
The Presbyterian minister is doing the narration. He says, you know, they're Methodists. It's like Baptists, only they can read. I grew up in the WASP section of town. There's no doubt about it, and you know that's where my religious education comes from. But you know, Catholics, they believe in Jesus. That makes them Christian. Enough said, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not interested in that.
Well,
particular...
wait a minute.
All right, go ahead.
Wait just a minute, because don't both I believe Muslims and Jews also both believe in Jesus.
Yep, yeah, they believe Jesus is their savior. He is the Christ incarnate, and so that's all it takes.
The Muslims believe that Yeshua, which is the Aramaic name for who people call Jesus, Muslims believe that Yeshua was a prophet. Some Jews believe that Yeshua was a prophet. Others do not.
Don't they also believe that Muhammad is a prophet?
I don't imagine that any Jews
believe that. The Jews or the Muslims?
No, not the Muslims.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
right, like that's one of the core tenets of Islam, is that Muhammad was, like, the last prophet.
Last prophet. Okay. Yeah, he was clarifying some issues. I think, to some extent, just the tension between those three religions, the religions of the book, have driven the Muslims more into Muhammad than probably they would necessarily need to be, because Muhammad was just attempting to clarify prophets that had come before on issues specifically having to do with the Trinity and the unity. So the argument, the Trinity, that you were making earlier, Daryl, that the Trinity won, is arguably false. That the Unitarians won in the form of Muslims. That the, you know, the religion of the book, let's just call this Judeo-Christian religion, was refined into the Unitarians, were brought into the Muslim sphere. Now, there are Unitarian Christians out there, and they believe that there is only one God. They kind of lost the theological battle in the first couple of centuries of Christianity.
And one thing that's interesting about the first couple of centuries of Christianity is the early Christians considered themselves to be the actual Jews. And they went into synagogue and they would do things similar to what these Christians are doing in mass.
This is what I find so fascinating, is that there is a lot of historical precedent for what these nut jobs are doing. Okay, so they're going into people's service and scaring them. They are scaring them. I mean, how long they're scared for is really up to their own common sense. But in the first few minutes, it's like these young men are yelling, and that's going to be pretty scary. It's like, is this a robbery? And then... they're preaching their version of Christianity.
And they're former Muslims, so they're, you know, running to the church and they're like, Jesus, who Akbar?
They're doing that, but it's funny.
That they were speaking English, not Arabic.
Well, English, debatable English. And the Quakers did this too. So I want to tell two stories. First off, George Fox, the creator of the Quakers, the founder of the Quaker religion, he would go into Anglican churches and attend attempt to stand up and preach over the priest in that circumstance. And this got him tossed in jail more than once. Another guy, I believe his name is Richard Naylor. I didn't have a chance to look it up during the break. I wasn't really thinking to. But this guy smeared himself in feces and laid down on the altar to show his how sullied he is before God. And he rode into London on a donkey and had his followers or his helpers wave pine brows as he did so.
So is that supposed to be some sort of like mocking of the Palm Sunday sort of thing?
I don't know I doubt very seriously it's mocking it, but I think that this guy actually thought, like he's a Koreshian essentially, like thought he was Jesus reincarnate would be
okay,
my guess.
Okay, so he was reenacting Palm Sunday with pine trees instead of palm trees.
Yes, that's correct. And what it got him
no
for his
palm trees in England.
For what it got for his trouble was a hot awl stuck through his tongue and a bee carved into his forehead and 3 years of hard labor that quote unquote broke his body. So
what did the bee stand for?
Blasphemer.
Ah. Okay.
And so yeah, I mean they didn't treat that particularly well in England in the 1640s.
Parishioners we talked to were initially scared because of the recent climate of terrorism, and the group makes clear many members are Muslims turned Christian, and although they're preaching the word of Christ to other Christians, to be told this,
your religion is not going to save you,
they said was unsettling, and it's not just happening at church. The same group posted a protest outside Bishop Gorman.
If you look at the catechism of the Catholic Church, and you look at scripture, you know why God hates this religious system.
So unsettling to some parents, they tried to dismantle it, honking their horns. The man in the video saying,
the demon is angry, guys. The demons are angry.
Angry demons. So, okay. It is the natural human inclination. They've actually done studies on this to dislike protesters. And I dislike these protesters, I've got to say. However, I've got some good friends and a business partner who thinks it's a good idea to go to people's schools and yell things through bullhorns and hand out pamphlets. Right. So I guess I have to take this to some extent seriously.
I mean, it would be weird if these guys went into the church, though, with like the signs like the Westboro Baptist. You know, it would be weird for these guys, though, to go in to this church with signs like saying, God hates Mary. God hates.
Well, they've got plenty of signs. Most of their signs appear to be sort of pro-Christianity as opposed to anti-Catholic.
Right.
But they definitely, and I can assure you that when I, the period of time in my life when I was into sort of the holiness Christianity, they didn't like Catholics at all. Like, yeah. That was the supposition that the Pope was the Antichrist was trotted more than once. It was difficult for me to believe that Pope John Paul, who just kind of sat there and breathed heavily, was, the Antichrist. But, okay.
I think it would be real easy if you were sitting in traffic in Philadelphia or New York when he visited recently to think that you were the Antichrist.
Well, what about when you're in St. Louis and they stop and Black Lives Matter protesters stop the traffic?
Well.
Then, who's the Antichrist then?
I'm not arguing your point. I'm just saying.
There you go. 855-450-3733. What do you think about this? Christians going into church preaching Christianity has historical precedent, but man, oh man, I got to say, it rubs me the wrong way. 855-450-3733. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Bird Ant primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Talking about some incidences, some protests that are going on in Catholic churches in and around Las Vegas, where Christian protesters go into the church and attempt to tell the other Christians that they're not doing it right and that they need to be saved in order to go to heaven or something to that effect. And it's pretty clear that they're passionate about their beliefs. Everybody's passionate about some belief, and if you're passionate about the ideas of liberty, let me tell you where you can get some great bumper stickers. Because, you know, maybe you can convince somebody about the ideas of liberty with a witty, poignant, pithy, or sometimes downright bombastic bumper sticker that you get from LibertyStickers.com. You can just check out their vast selection. It is worth it just to go and, you know, like, read through their little sayings there, little bumper stickers. It's awesome. You may find one that you like. I liked Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all of the Peace Prize winners combined. I also enjoyed, here's why the wars will never stop, because the people that pay the politicians are making a killing off of all that killing. Those are just two that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm literally not looking at the computer. I just happen to know that I have those two stickers because I like them. LibertyStickers.com. Again, it is LibertyStickers.com.
And if you like a lot of their stickers, you can get a bulk discount if you buy 100 or more. You get them for 99 cents a piece.
If you've got any kind of like body problems on your vehicle, you can just hold it together with bumper stickers.
Yes.
LibertyStickers.com.
I like this one with a picture of Obama that says number one gun salesman in history.
He certainly is. Smith & Wesson should send him a check. Glenn, calling from Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. 2 points really quickly. First of all, as to the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost catching the last train before the coast. As you know, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in a plane crash in 1959.
Yep.
In the 1972, the song came out in 1970, American Pie, and in the 1972 interview, Don McLean seemed to hint that the three men he admired most might have been the three backup singers for Buddy Holly, known as the Crickets.
It's Don McLean released an article this year talking all about the song. You can Google it. I don't know exactly what it is. Yeah. He actually explained all about what the lyrics of the song were. And yes, that's I think
the backup singers. I mean, what are their names?
Just not the backup singers, but those three,
the Big Bopper.
Yeah, those three who? Because and I have to see. Well, he might have meant that, but anyway, if he said he meant that, then that's what he meant. But previous, you know, speculation had hinged on this 72 interview where he spoke about the Crickets, not backup singers, they were co-band members of Buddy Holly.
Mm-hmm.
And he had hinted in an interview and spoken of them, and they were still alive, see, that Buddy Holly had died. And then the idea is that three remaining Crickets, you know, took last year for the coast. But I certainly wouldn't argue with him, you know. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Next point.
What I'm surprised about in terms of how you're approaching this church situation is that, given who you are, that you're not appealing more to the notion that the church itself is not the public square.
Okay? No, agreed.
The church is a private venue. And, you know, and while it is open to the public, it's open in the context of, it's a place where you go to hear what they're saying. Rather, it's not a debate hall. You go there and you observe and listen and decide whether or not you like the message. If you don't like it, you go away.
Okay, so let me rebut that, because I think that this is worth a little bit of, like, see if we can hone this knife just a little bit. So protesters tend to be these fringe individuals, right? And fringe individuals tend to have a different perception than you and I. I agree with what you say regarding what a church is. However, these protesters feel very, very strongly about their beliefs, right? Like, they're attempting to save these people's eternal souls. Nothing more valuable could be done in this lifetime if you believe in eternal souls and that they need to be saved. So,
well,
could they then interpret the mission of the church is to save people's souls? The building is made to the building is constructed in order to further the mission, and they are in fact bringing the truth of how to save one's soul into the church. So they are doing the greater good.
All right. Now there are several New Testament instructions that say, don't cast your pearls before swine. If you go into a village and you present your message and they don't listen, shake the dust from your feet and go away. There isn't really much New Testament precedent for badgering the tar out of someone who's not interested. You know, you simply go set up your own venue and preach your message and let them compete in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah, I like, see, it's Glenn, well, the difficulty I have here is that obviously what you're proposing to do is the reasonable thing to do. But, I guess that passion and what is reasonable tend not to meet very well. And one would hope, if one is a Christian, that one takes their Christianity very, very passionately. Otherwise, frankly, in my opinion, you're not
a
Christian.
So, like, next week, all right, so they're here this week, right?
Yeah.
You're going to try to hold another meeting next week. And next week, it's the Pure Land Buddhists who feel passionately about salvation
and
the team bridge. And now
it's not practical.
Pure Land Buddhists. Yeah, it's just doesn't work very well. Market your message to potential buyers. Don't market your message to people who aren't, you know, buyers.
Yep, these same folks go on the streets of Vegas and they preach against alcohol consumption, and as people are staggering by drunk, and they preach against immodesty while women walk by in showgirl outfits, and they, you know, they preach. I mean, I've got to say, these stalwart, passionate preachers are they're in so many ways interesting to me. Now, I wanted to wade in and have some conversations with them about Christianity. My wife wouldn't. Basically, she's like, if you go there, I'm going back to the room, and you can make it back on your own. And I just decided, well, okay, then I won't go do it.
Most Christians would point out that Paul preached on Mars Hill. He went into Athens, he went on the Mars Hill, and he said, guys, I'm here. You guys are always talking about all kinds of gods. I'm here to preach to you an unknown God. He set up his storefront and preached his message and then did his thing, and that was it.
Yeah, I think that, it's the best choice. I still can understand why these guys do what they do, but I mean, it's just so yucky and annoying, and I can't imagine them being very successful. It seems to me that you have to create an atmosphere of positivity around your message as best you can, and then you can convert people to what the specifics are. So first you have to create that emotional connection, and they're not creating emotional connection. They're touching their eternal bases on their way to heaven. Well, I tried to preach to the church, God. I did my very best. That way they can, on Judgment Day, they can say, I did my best. Well, you know, it was a crappy plan from the get-go.
Gotcha. So, I don't have extra soul anymore. Take care. Have a good night.
Yep, thanks so much, Glenn. Appreciate the call.
And, well, Mark, I would say the point you're making goes with any message.
Yes.
You have to, you know, get people to have some sort of connection with what you're trying to say. That's why I often say that, you know, on a lot of issues, people don't really come to the ideas of liberty until they've been touched personally in that area.
Well, this is one of the reasons that I created Free Talk Live, or we created Free Talk Live, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm the only one who did this, but one of my original thoughts was, and certainly I'm not the only one who did it.
I like how Daryl sells this. You may not come to liberty until you're touched personally in that area.
I didn't even get that. So, yeah, the idea is that people who feel passionately about things can then bring them into the grist mill, hopefully of rationality, that we bring here on Free Talk Live, and we can talk about it. Now, we're obviously passionate about the ideas of liberty. My co-owner here, co-host Ian, he has gone and done this sort of protesting at schools that this church has done for the ideas of liberty, intending to bring the message. And probably made people as angry as these folks have made them.
Ian, also known to some as a prophet. Peace be upon him.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. He's not dead. 855-453. Hasn't yet.
He should be alive and be a prophet.
Now, peace be upon him, though.
Oh, well.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We're talking about these Christian protesters that are disturbing Catholic masses, preaching what they consider to be the proper word of God during other people's church services. And, you know, I got to say, it doesn't thrill me. I don't like it much. Clearly, it's private property and private right. property violation. But at the same time, they're attempting to. They believe that they know the right message, and that they've got that their the importance of their message supersedes the property rights. And so, I'm sort of interested in looking at the situation. While I was comparing it to a historical situation, the Quakers, there are a couple. It was just coming off the top of my head. I do apologize. I got a couple of factual things wrong. So I said Richard Naylor was an early Quaker preacher. In fact, it's James Naylor. Here from the Wikipedia article, James Naylor.
James Naylor probably would you would not have wanted to tackle him.
Because he was covered in feces.
You're right. Well, not Richard Naylor is a football player.
Not necessarily at that all the time. Yes. So English Quaker leader. He was among the members of the Valiant 60, a group of early Quaker preachers and missionaries. At the peak of his career, he preached against enclosure, which is the nobility owning land. So he's a digger. And the slave trade. In 1656, Naylor achieved national notoriety when he reenacted Christ's entry into Jerusalem by entering Bristol, I said London, on a donkey. He was imprisoned and charged with blasphemy. That resulted in the bee being carved into his forehead and a hot awl stuck through his tongue. They did not take blasphemy lightly in England in 1656. Going to Doug in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I actually had a completely different viewpoint, and or not viewpoint, but thought that popped into my head. A while back, my family and I were talking about the issue that I will not ever get up for the pledge. You know, You know, I will not pledge loyalty to the American government. I will not pledge loyalty to a cloth. And I do not believe that God should be in government.
Many Christians feel the same way, including
right.
Amish, Mennonites, Jehovah's Witnesses, and many Quakers.
So wait, how do you feel about the In God We Trust being added to the money in the 50s?
I'm going to get around to that. That, too. I mean, I don't believe that that should be there. Now, to be clear, I'm not claiming that I am a non-believer. I'm open to there being a deity. However, you know, the court ruled that you can keep God on the money, that you can keep God in the pledge, and like the majority of the crap that the court will rule on, they get it wrong. I mean, I love how people, you know, claim, well, the court ruled that way, therefore, you know, they're the almighty being, they ruled on it, they're correct. The majority of what the court will rule on, they get wrong. I mean, if I remember correctly, they were not for the freedom of black people either. They were not for...
Right, Plessy versus Ferguson came before the Brown versus Topeka, Kansas. I mean, school board
by about 60 years.
Right, so I mean, you know, they were for free, they were against freedom for black people before they were for it.
Right.
And this is one of the things that just sort of shows that the court can't possibly look at the constitutionality of an issue. They have to look at things from a standpoint of sort of a popular view of the issues, which it negates the whole purpose of them in the first place.
Correct. And, you know, to get to the point of why I called in, you know, I immediately had my family come back to me. Well, you know, if we could only make a de facto, theocratic government here where we got rid of all you non-believing people, everything would be fine. We could all live in harmony. Well, right here, you have one branch of a religion fighting with another branch of a religion.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what you have happen, you're going to have a group of people try to take control. And that could be the whole issue. You have nobody believing in liberty and freedom anymore. You have everybody trying to, you know.
There was a time, especially in the United States, where different communities would basically, the communities would be based around the church. So it would be the rare instance where people were scattered amongst each other, but in many of the smaller towns, they'd have one church. That church would be whatever type of church it was, and everybody around that church would be that particular type of person. So they actually didn't integrate. They just lived in different towns of their particular religion. So whether they were Congregationalists or whether they were Methodists or whatever, they'd have their own particular little towns, and they'd do things that way. In the bigger cities, obviously, it was not as easy to do that, but they were still within walking distance of their church.
And I've heard of small towns where they would only have one church building, but different congregations would use it on different Sundays. So there would be like one Sunday that it was the Baptist, and the next Sunday it was the Methodist, and the week after that it was the Pentecostals.
If you hear the term united when they talk about a church, because often the First United Church of Keen or something like that, you hear that terminology, that's what you're talking about. Because united doesn't speak about a religion, it speaks about some people who didn't have enough money to build two buildings, is basically what it was, or maintain two buildings. In some cases, churches would, with a too small of a congregation, would shut down, repurpose the building for something else, and then they would move into another congregation. So, relatively common in U.S. history for people to be kind of separated along religious lines, Doug.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think the whole point that I'm trying to make here can be that I have people in my family who, you know, which, by the way, again, I'm not a non-believer, but they think of me being a non-believer for the fact that I don't go to any type of group church. You know, if I'm not one of the sheep, therefore I'm put into the category of a non-believer.
And what do you think about these Christians going into this Catholic church preaching their stuff while people are trying to have Mass?
I'm all for private property. Private property can be the one thing we're having trampled over more and more and more. They should tell them to get the hell out. I mean, you can't go into a building you don't own and make a whole bunch of havoc. You know,
I don't think the Catholics could do any more damage to these people than they've already done to themselves. You know, this story comes out, and they just look insane. Thanks for the call, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
They need to send these protesters home and have them do 50 Hail Marys.
The protesters? Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to...
Okay. You don't think that's going to happen?
I don't. I guess the one thing I'm trying to remain as open as I can. This is something I attempt to do, right? Like, I think the world's full of idiots, and I know I'm wrong, right? Like, I can't always be right because I've changed my mind in the past. So therefore, I have to remain open to other opinions. But I admire these guys' passion, but that's about it. I mean, I think that their tactics stink, their strategy stinks, and they're really not bringing people together. I guess Christians in this way are probably, the firm believer Christians are probably similar to libertarians in that they want to talk, oh, you're a Christian? I'm a Christian. That's really, really awesome. What is it that you believe on this? And, like, they're looking for that niggling one little point that they can make
right.
that the other person disagrees with. Because I certainly saw this, at least when I was into the Christian community. It wasn't so much with the older folks or the ladies, but I can – then again, I was spending my time talking to young males. Right. It was the young males that were attempting to do that.
I don't know. I think it's important to be open to good ideas and not open to bad ideas. And it's just, it's not about being right all the time. It's just about not being so open that your brain falls out because you're open to everything, including very, very stupid ideas.
Jim calling in from Hibbing, I think it's Hibbing, Montana. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. This is Jim from Hibbing. I called in last night. And
yes, about name calling. And I thought of you as I called names to these professors or these protesters. Go ahead.
Okay. One thing I just want to upfront. I don't pick up the radio station very well, so I was traveling last night. So after you hung up the phone on me and called me a couple names, I didn't get to listen to the rest of the conversation. But I've got
that
one
happened?
Question. I would like to blind and possibly deaf. Quick and so
I see that wasn't me.
Okay, that was
yeah, I got you now, but I remember.
Okay, so my question would be, so who was the one that did that to me last night then?
That's Ian. He's off tonight.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. To be honest with you, it seemed like maybe he needed a little rest, but my question would be that I had for him, and of course he can't answer it, would be that if I went out to this Free State Project in Keene, New Hampshire, and I stood up in a free talk forum similar to the phone or the radio talk show that I called into last night, and I disagreed with him like I did last night, not very much but slightly, would he then proceed to call me blind and deaf, shut off my microphone, and remove me from the conversation?
He couldn't do that. Ian's not by any stretch of the imagination some kind of cult leader or something like that. He has no ability to do that. You would be as an equal in the Free State Project, which is all across New Hampshire, not just Keene, New Hampshire. Right. You would be an equal to Ian in that way?
I guess the reason for that question would be to try to get Ian to understand that if you can't preach free talk and free speech out of one side of your mouth and then cut somebody off and accuse them of something that they're not and then hang up the phone on them.
To some extent, a talk show host has to be controversial, and I appreciate where you're coming from, Matt, Jim. I thought it was unwise, but, again, I don't have control of the buttons. I do thank you for the call, and I'm going to have to cut you off because we're coming up here. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.